is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Confused about autism? The award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine is here to help. Get the latest news, articles, and expert advice on autism parenting. Join 36,671 readers and save 50% today. Plus free access to $30 worth of bonuses. Get the answers you're looking for from the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine today.
Hi friends, this is Steve Shah, owner of Nature's Pavilion. We are a family-owned and operated natural food market and nutritional store for 15 years, located at 564 Route 23 North in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. We offer complimentary one-on-one customer support and advice to educate our guests with the health benefits of organic diets, green living, and proper supplementation for all your family's health and diet needs. This is the place where health-conscious consumers shop and doctors recommend. We also feature New Jersey's largest gluten-free product offerings. We are adding hundreds of new products every week. Visit us online at naturespavilion.net or call us at 973-831-5804. Hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Also like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back on with us again this week on Hope Saves the Day. We have a really cool topic to talk about that we put on our social media page that we asked a generic question about how autism has affected your life. And if you don't have a child with autism, or you could even be an individual who happens to have autism, or even have a relative with autism, we wanted to hear from our listeners and, you know, hear what they had to say. You know, and Lynn, this is one of the things is like, you know, a lot of parents will say there's many ways that a child with autism can affect a family life. For instance, like an autism diagnosis not only changes the life of a child diagnosed, but it changes that of the family members.
Right.
Parents of an autistic child have a lot of stress, you know, owning the complication of therapy schedules, home treatments, juggling job responsibilities, and family commitments. But there's also a huge financial stress that can come from expensive therapies and many treatments. And such stresses can even affect family life in a various of adverse ways. Parents of autistic children need to meet the needs of children as well as address the needs of the family. And coping with the stresses involved in being parents of an autistic child can strengthen families and marriages, but it requires a tremendous amount of system support and lots of hard work. And there's like four main areas. And this was by the pediatric psychologist talk about this. One being the emotional impact. Autism, as you know, brings a lot of ups and downs for family members, which start prior to the diagnosis and continue indefinitely through our lives. And they actually did a study in the Journal of Pediatric that states that moms of children with autism rated their status of mental health as fair to poor, even compared with the general population of their stress levels, which may be even higher. Besides having higher stress levels, parents of autistic children may experience things like embarrassing over the child's behavior in public, feeling socially isolated, frustration at difference between the parenting experience and having the one they envision in their lives. Like we talked about the mental blueprints of how life should be.
Right.
Guilt from thinking they may even be responsible for their child's challenges. Despair over being the disorder being incurable by nature. Even things like resentment of their child or guilt due to resentment. Anger themselves at doctors or even their spouses. Relief because their name of their child's challenges. And just the overwhelm, feeling of overwhelming. Another point they made, which was the marital impact. The Journal of Family Psychology states that parents of autistic children had a 9.7% chance of getting divorced than their peers. Many of the marital stressors can include things like parents often accept their child's autism diagnosis at different times of their lives and different ways, which can cause a major conflict. Things like spending time together becomes difficult because of the numerous commitments of inconsistent schedules. It's often many challenging things like finding childcare for your child and just the major financial stress, which causes more stress between spouses.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's always like the number one thing you hear is financial issues with marriage in general. Oh. And with a child with autism, obviously your costs are so much more. You know, and then the other thing is sibling impact they talk about, which is another key bullet point. They say that a child with autism influences his or her neurotypical siblings, you know, because the siblings are undergoing many stresses faced by other family members. Parents may not be able to provide them with the full support as they are overwhelmed meeting the needs of the demands of the autistic child. And families that are having children with autism, as well as typically developing siblings, are more intense form of sibling rivalry than can be seen. The autistic child needs obviously a lot more attention, and time may cause the other siblings to feel left out and even possibly resentful. You know, however, most families can surmount these challenges if they have control over many other factors leading to the stress. And then the biggest one is what we covered a little bit was financial impact.
Right.
You know, the families with autistic child, you know, often face a huge, huge financial burden. The expenses for the autism treatments and therapies are not covered by many private health insurers, and they can be quite, quite expensive. The co-pays for parents that incur for even medications or office visits can often lead to massive financial debt. According to the study, pediatric families with an autistic child underwent an average loss of 14% in their entire family income. Working full-time becomes very tough for both parents, so the family has to bear the increased expenses in spite having lowered household income. Full-time employment is also important for many parents, providing health insurance, and so losing a full-time job may dramatically affect the financial condition of the family. And perhaps the first step to sorting out all these difficulties arising in families due to autism is understanding the way it affects family members and their relationships. And there's a lot of family counseling that can help parents deal with a lot of communication and marital problems, whereas psychotherapy can also help dealing with autism's emotional impact. And family members can also consider joining support groups and where they can meet other parents of autistic children. And that's kind of why, you know, we created this program, Lynn, because many parents can't get out there weekly to go to a weekly support group.
Right.
So that's what kind of sparked this whole idea.
Yeah, and it's hard to also find. I mean, I still am looking for, a good support group. It's hard. It's hard to find. I mean, mostly I found them online when I was online, but it's hard to... in your area to find a local support group, it really is. So some people do turn to, online support groups
right.
as well, because also they're very tired. They don't want to go out. They don't want to socialize or meet people, And a good thing to join, I guess, where I met personally, so a lot of parents is the special needs leagues or special, now they have special needs gyms. They have more available now than they did when our kids were young.
Right.
But, you know, it's still hard. It's hard.
No, absolutely.
For people.
Oh, yeah. For sure. And the biggest thing is also, like, one of the things mentioned earlier was finding a babysitter to come in and do that. I mean, you can't just leave your child with anyone. You know? So you really need a specialized person that you can trust with your child while you're gone. And then also it's expensive because you got to pay them to come here and watch your child. So not many parents can afford that. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. And that's what whole, you know, people always ask me how, you know, Autism Radio started and Hope Saves the Day was because I wanted to be able to bring a program of information and make a large online support group.
That's nice.
And it worked. It works really well and people enjoy it. So I know, Lynn, that you had some direct responses from family members on social media you'd like to share with us.
Well, actually, it was interesting. I had one grandma who said, autism has made me a more patient person. Having two grandsons, both so very different, I have learned patience in a different way. It has made me a better human being to others around me. I love who I am today. Most of the people that responded, I just want to say, also were pretty positive about how autism affected their lives. The rest were from moms. One says, autism has affected all aspects of our family life. Our son has Asperger's. He's 14, has many trials. I am a very patient because of my son. As a mother, I think back to the many issues we've overcome. However, you never know what comes next. It might be a meltdown or an unexpected hug, which I cherish. It affects our other children as well. They live with a brother who cannot deal with everyday life and two parents who are constantly fighting for their brother's rights. I love my son to no ends, but seeing him struggle hurts my heart. We stopped going to church due to the lack of understanding of others. We never lost our faith or hope, though. We have learned who our true friends are. I've learned that I've got tough skin. We do have a good life, and he's a wonderful son. Most importantly, I was truly blessed with a wonderful husband and children. Okay, the next person says, autism has affected our lives in many ways. Again, she's learned patience and responsibility, more empathy towards others, and has made her a better person. I also rediscovered my love of science and learning. It showed me who my true friends are and showed me what I really want out of life. All in all, it's taught me many things, and it keeps teaching me. That's interesting. And the last one was, autism has made me a better person. I'm no longer selfish. It has changed my life in many ways. I'm more considerate and patient with my daughter. I have been her advocate for everything. I have to give up nights out with friends and relatives for her. We have to be on a schedule for everything when she is home, otherwise meltdowns happen. So I think that gives us a good look into some of these people's lives and what we go through, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And I like the fact that a couple of people said, to expect the unexpected, as we say.
Right,
never
sure.
You're going to get a meltdown or a hug or what's going to happen, you know, what kind of night you're going to have or, you know, it's a rough life. It really is. It makes life rougher. But it does, on the other hand, it gives you more empathy, makes you stronger, makes you a better person. I know I personally could say that for me. My first article that I wrote was how it changed my whole perspective on life, you know, and like things that used to bother me don't bother me anymore. I don't worry. I used to be a chronic worrier, and that was now I don't have that anymore. It's completely gone. I just don't have the patience to worry over stupid things anymore. You realize how trivial other things are that you used to worry about. You know what I mean?
Sure, for sure.
Yeah. So
absolutely.
So I do think it makes you a stronger person, and because you have to tough it out and you have to learn to ignore certain statements or certain stares or whatever it is. And you do have to be an advocate for your child and speak up. And it's a continual process. You're constantly fighting. You're constantly speaking up, and it's exhausting.
Yeah, no, it is for sure. I mean, it can be if you let it get to you, I think, you know, and it's how you handle it, really.
Well, again, you know, it's important to get to have outlets for stress. I think we talked about this, you know, on other programs. You know, make sure you have an outlet. Make sure you have people to talk to, a good social network. Get out as much as you can with your spouse if you're married. If you're not married, with your friends. You know, do things that make you happy. You know, so I'm in a writing group that I love, and it just totally takes me away from the whole autism world. You know, sometimes you just need to do that.
No, definitely, for sure. You need to have an outlet, and you need to also exercise. Exercise is key.
Exercise is good, too, yep. Mm-hmm. And doing fun things with your kid. And like you said, too, last week about your son, appreciating your son or your child, your son or daughter for who they are, I think, and not expecting them to be something that they're not. I think that's key to enjoying your life, too, with them. I mean,
absolutely.
To be something that they're not, you're not going to be happy.
Well, you know, like I always say, you know, when you... You know, when you get married, you have a certain vision on how things are going to be. And then you have
right.
a vision on how, okay, you're going to have children and how your children are going to be and what they're going to do. And you already have all these predispositions in your mind, in your blueprint
right.
of how things should turn out. And, you know, the bottom line is you can't force your child to like a sport. I mean, I have a friend, a good friend of mine, who, you know, his whole thing was he had a son, and his son's going to play football and hockey and baseball. Well, he doesn't like sports, and he's not very athletic. So he turned to music. So once he learned to embrace that and accept that, you know, he started pushing the music, and his son is now just an incredible musician. And he's doing amazing things with his music talent.
I can say the same thing for my father, because his father never understood him, because his father was, like, into sports, and my father was... Yeah, I mean, that could happen with a typical child, too.
Right.
You know, like, my father was typical, and he, same thing, he wasn't athletic, and his brother was, and he turned to music, and, you know, that was always his love, and he became a teacher or whatever, and, you know, I think all of us expect, you know, like I have a daughter, and I expected her to be really girly, and she's, you know, because I'm girly, but she's actually very athletic, and in a lot of ways, she's like my husband. So, you know, but then again, she has a little bit of me, but whatever, you know, it's never what you think it's going to be. It's never the child. You can't picture your own child, you know, your child's a combination of you and your spouse, and life is not always what you think it's going to be, but you just accept it, and you'd be happy. I think also I always read this, that being grateful always makes you a better, have a happier perspective about everything. You know, being grateful for the things that you do have.
No, definitely, for sure. Absolutely, I agree with you 100%. One of the things I wanted to mention, Lynn, we partnered up with Autism Parenting Magazine for 3 months. We're featured in their magazine, and I want to get this out to everybody. But one of the great things is they have the most up to date news and professional guidance for you and your child on the subject of autism. They give you expert advice. They have a whole team of respectful professionals, solutions for dealing with sensory issues, advice for handling transitions, therapies to help develop a child's potential, and a lot of the latest news and research that can help your family. Also, they share a lot of real life stories from parents of children on the spectrum, as well as from adults. And they actually have a deal right now where if you order today, it's 50% off the subscription. So you can go to their website. It's autismparentingmagazine.com and check out the subscription. They offer a free issue, so you can order your free copy of the Autism Parenting Magazine today. So check it out. Also, I want to get out there. We still are offering the Snap Laces, which is a great product that's got some tremendous support from the autism community, where they're really embracing it, where parents just feel empowered, where they can walk into any store now, buy any pair of sneakers or shoes off the rack, and now use these Snap Laces for their kids that can't tie their shoes. You know, some people say, well, you know, they want them to learn to tie their shoes, and that's great. Some kids, yes, you can learn, you know, you can work on it, so they do tie their shoes. But, you know, even to be honest with you, I don't have laces in my shoes now. I actually love it. Because you know what? Laces are a pain in the neck, to be honest with you. I hate tying shoes, and they always come undone. And now I have these Snap Laces. I just slide my shoes on. I don't have to do anything. I love them.
Right.
I would never buy shoelaces again, I'm being honest. So we have a great product called Snap Laces. If you go to autismradio.org, you can click on the Snap Laces link, and you put in the code HOPE20, and it gives you 20% off your order. So you're saving a lot of money on the product by ordering it through autismradio.org, as well as also giving back money to Autism Radio to allow us to continue our journey on helping the autism community. So it's a win-win situation. So definitely check it out. Even if you have an adult who's a senior who's having some issues with dexterity, or you know, can't seem to tie shoes. This is a great thing, an alternative to using Velcro shoes, which look kind of ugly, to be honest with you, especially when the sizes get larger. They don't look so attractive having Velcro.
No, no.
So this is a great alternative to it. I know my son is just doing incredible with them. He loves his, and he's so good with them. And so many other kids are having such success and so happy where dad and mom is able to go right in the store, like I said, and pick any pair of sneakers or shoes off the rack. And that's a great thing, you know, and especially I know for some parents, let's face it, you know, maybe they grew up with idolizing Michael Jordan and owned a pair of Air Jordans. Well, they still do make all these classic sneakers, and now you can are able to go out and buy a pair of Air Jordans for your son or daughter. So it's kind of cool to be able to do that now. It gives you a tool. It's just another tool in the toolbox to help us out a little bit and be able to our kids to be like everybody else and have some right. cool stuff. So also, Lynn, we have coming up, we want to make sure everybody gets out there now and buys tickets. Tickets have been on sale for a couple weeks now, but we have our tickets on sale for our second annual casino night, which is Saturday, September the 24th. If you go to autismradio.org, click on the casino night link, it could take you right to Ticket Tailor, which is our site that we're using, and you buy your tickets right online. We're offering a deal today where if you buy two tickets, you get $150, plus you get $500 in casino chips, guys. That's huge.
Wow.
That almost gives you enough to gamble for the whole night, you know, for some people. So I mean, it's going to be tremendous. It's a full open buffet, cocktail hour, full premium open bar, plus tons of prizes, a DJ, and we also have a ton of silent auction items. And also, there's going to be some celebrities in the area in the event as well. We don't have confirmation, so I don't want to put it out there, but once I do get a confirmation, there's going to be some sports celebrities, some actors, some action stars. So definitely want to get in on it. There is a cap on this event, so tickets will sell out. So if you don't buy your tickets sooner than later, you might get locked out, because what's going to happen is you're going to go buy tickets and it's going to say sold out.
Right.
So I'm just letting you guys know that now. Tickets have been selling. We've been seeing them come in. It's still early. Obviously, it's only still June. But, you know, September's going to be here before we know it. And people say, oh, I got plenty of time. But you know what? If you wait too long and it gets sold out, you're not going to be able to attend. And you're going to miss out on a really fun night. People that went last year are all coming back this year, and even more people, because they just had such a great time. And, you know, it's close to home. I think that's the big thing. You don't have to go to Atlantic City. You don't have to go to Las Vegas to have a great time, to feel, you know, like you're in a casino. And like I said, great food. Lots of fun, you know.
I said all the money goes towards Autism Radio, so you really can't, you know, I mean, you're helping. The biggest thing about it is that not only are you going to this great event, but you're also helping a cause that's close to all of our hearts, and you're helping these families. So, you know, that's key.
Absolutely, Lynn. No, for sure. All the money that's going to be raised is going to our programs, things like our swim program, our horseback riding program, our iPad for Autism, our martial arts program we just started a few weeks back. You know, now we have the Monarchs, we're working with the ice hockey and also Learn to Skate. So we're just, you know, keep expanding our programs. But the bottom line, these things cost money, and we want to be able to provide the community with some great, great, you know, events and also some great activities for our kids to do.
Right.
And, you know, we want to be able to keep the cost, you know, either free or minimal. So by raising the money, we're able to help fund these programs. Because like we said, it's already, these parents are already paying so much money for their kids' other therapies. We want to be able to have some great activities where they can have fun, Lynn, too. It's also about bringing fun back. We also partner up with Rock Out Loud, too, which I haven't mentioned in a while.
Right.
Sean Yoakum does a tremendous job, as well as Jack Yoakum and Debbie Yoakum. It's a family-run, basically special needs basically rock group, more or less. It's almost like School of Rock, but for special needs. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. The kids just seem to really enjoy it. And we're looking to expand it into some other locations. Now we have one in Wayne. We expanded to Wayne this year. We're looking to expand to Rockaway, possibly Sussex. You know, we're actually looking in Mahwah area as well. So we do have some different stuff going on. We're trying to expand this program to make it more available to our families. And kids just have fun with it. And the difference between that program and other programs, it's not a traditional music therapy program, but it gives a chance for a kid to grab an instrument and maybe they find something they like and play it.
Right.
So, but they teach you too, obviously, to play songs and stuff. But it's just really about the kids having a good time and having fun and dancing to music, because music can be very therapeutic for sure.
Music is a universal language, I say.
Absolutely, absolutely, Lynn. So we're really excited to bring all that stuff to you this year. It's been a major year of growth, you know, and now we're in summertime. So please, you know, join us for Iron Temple Martial Art, which is on Friday nights. It's in Hamilton, New Jersey. It's a great, great program. Be sure to go to autismradio.org for more information, or also visit us on Facebook and check out our dates. We have all the dates listed on when the classes are running. They don't run every Friday, so you got to be sure to check the calendar. Send us an email at information@autismradio, or I should say info@autismradio.org, and let us know if you have a child that's interested in trying the program. We offer a free introductory course, and right now it's $15 per class. So, and we're trying to, you know, get some grants and some other money where it can be a free program. But right now, you know, we're sponsoring it as much as we can to keep the costs really low. So we want to make it free. So we need your support. Your donations would help support this and support a family that may not be able to afford it, because that's what we're trying to do here at Autism Radio. So we just want to thank everybody, Lynn, you know, for continued support, and of course our social media page. Be sure to go to Facebook and like us and share it with your friends. Let people know, hey, this is what's going on in our community. It's a great program. We're here every week for you. Great group of volunteers that go out there every week and try to make a difference in the autism community. And we're really excited. We have a lot of exciting stuff coming up. The Hope Man story is going to be released shortly. The graphics are being worked on. The narrative is done, and once that's launched, it should be hopefully broadcasting on PBS, which you'll be able to check it out.
Cool.
We'll have it available online where you can order in the ebook, and it's about a 17-18 minute story about Hope Man. So it's the first one, so we're really excited to get that out to you guys. So look forward to check it out. Also, we've got a cookbook coming out. Got my cookbook going here after many, many years of people bugging me. When is it going to be done? You know, it's like one of those things that got put on the back burner. So now I'm going to hopefully get it done and get it out to you guys before year's end. So we're excited about that. So, but I want to thank everybody and wish everybody a great week as always, Lynn. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Goodbye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. To show you what I see. what kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me, yeah. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope's sake.